We're happy to welcome in our friend Paige Wilcox of Wilcox Wellness and Fitness. You hear her on our wellness tips throughout the week, but we got her right here in person now. Paige, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Rich. I'm excited to be chatting with you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Awesome. I'm great. Thank you.
I've been following all the wonderful things you're doing through social media, the Facebook page as well, and a really interesting piece that you posted. You've been collaborating over the last month or so with Brittany Barker. Can you talk about what you've been doing together?
Yeah, it's incredible. Brittany has been a client of ours for quite a while. She's a licensed clinical social worker and meets with people in her private practice. Mostly women talking about really living a lot of the same things that we do, living their best life, living their life without limitations. And a lot of what she talks about is managing anxiety. So it was amazing. She reached out to me and said that she would love to collaborate on the blog that we put out on a weekly basis. And her contribution on anxiety was really, I think, very impactful for people.
And you can find that on the Facebook page and read it. It's terrific information there. You know, we all are focusing on our health here because we're still in the midst of a pandemic, and it's changed our lives. But one of the things we want to do is really do everything we can to make sure that we're practicing healthy habits. And there are some ways that you can do that and be proactive. What are some of the things that people can do to try and keep themselves immune?
Yeah, that's huge. And I'm glad that we're talking about that. It feels like that's not covered as much as I believe that it should be, because really working on our health and establishing healthy habits that we can sustain for a lifetime is critically important anytime, but particularly during a global pandemic. At Wilcox Wellness and Fitness, we have what we call our Habits for Massive Impact. We keep it super simple. It's just 5 habits that are really the foundation that we want our clients to commit to. These are the 5 things that we know that most people struggle with that can have the most impact in their life. And they're the 5 things that we know that really, no matter what stage of life you are, wherever you are able to implement them on and commit to them. And they're super simple, like I said. It's interesting, we're a personal training business. 4 of the 5 habits are nutritionally related. The 5th is get active, but people just need to join us and train 3 sessions a week, and our trainers take care of that for them. Do you want me to talk through the 4 nutritional habits that we have people commit to as part of our Habits for Massive Impact?
Yeah, that would be great.
Awesome. So the first one is start your day every day with breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day. You've probably never heard that before, right, Rich?
No, it's all news to me. What?
nothing original here. But having a healthy breakfast is going to help kickstart your metabolism and really help you make better decisions throughout the day. Studies show that we make much better decisions earlier in the day than we do later in the day. So if you can start your day with a healthy breakfast, you'll be setting yourself up for success in terms of nutrition and making healthy decisions throughout the day. We actually encourage people to eat a lot more than they normally do or more regularly than they normally do. So our second habit for massive impact is to consistently nourish yourself throughout the day. This is a big one. So it's getting a snack between breakfast and lunch and between lunch and dinner. And that's going to keep your energy levels up, keep your metabolism burning. And then the big thing that this does is it helps you make better decisions by the time that you get to your next meal. So I doubt you ever experienced that hangry feeling, Rich, do you?
Oh, I do, absolutely. Middle of the school day sometimes, that will often come up.
Yeah, and then it doesn't matter what kind of what's in the lunchroom, right? Even if you're trying to eat healthy, you're probably not going to go to the salad. You're going to double up on the pizza and all of the unhealthy things, right?
Have you been watching me, Paige?
You know, I got dabs on you. So that's our second habit for massive impact, is to consistently nourish yourself throughout the day. And those snacks don't have to be anything crazy. They should be a good balance of carbs, fat, and protein. But my favorite go-to snack is just an apple and a cheese stick, or any piece of whole fruit and some nuts is going to be a good snack to keep your energy levels up throughout the day. The next thing is whole foods only. So if it came from the earth or it had a mother, we're going to suggest it for you. So this isn't a diet. This isn't a meal plan. These are just the simple, healthy habits. We want people to nourish themselves the way nature intended. So eating food in its most natural state is our third habit for massive impact. And the final one is to stay properly hydrated. So we want our clients and really anybody that will listen to us to drink half their body weight in fluid ounces daily in water. And this is one of the habits that most people really, really struggle with. But water is essential to the function of every cell in our body. If you're experiencing headaches or joint pain or really anything, drinking more water, I think, can help a lot with that. And I've seen that for myself. So those are our habits for massive impact. They're the five things that people can do to set themselves up for a lifetime of health and fitness. And I know it sounds very simple, and it is very simple, and it's designed to be very simple. But in practice, it is more difficult, I get that, to implement those things. But we try to keep it simple so that people have only a few things to think about when they're committing to healthy living.
We're talking with Paige Wilcox of Wilcox Wellness and Fitness. Well, part of it is that everybody's so busy, and a lot of time, yeah, you get hangry. You reach for whatever's convenient, whatever's quick. But one of the best ways to avoid that happening, or at least reduce the opportunities, is to plan ahead. And that includes thinking about what you're going to eat during the course of the week, making that part of putting together your shopping list for groceries. And you folks have put together a really terrific meal planning guide that can be such a great help for people.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite guides. So we put out a new resource guide for free for anybody that wants to download it on a monthly basis. That meal planning guide has been a game changer for so many people. And I think the huge thing about meal planning, aside from saving money and eating better and spending less time in the kitchen, I think the huge thing about meal planning and preparing your meals in advance is it takes that mental burden off of what am I going to have for breakfast? What am I going to have for lunch? What am I going to cook for dinner? It gets rid of that mental burden. When you have a plan, you know what you're going to do, and you don't have to think about it or stress about it or take time gathering your ingredients on a daily basis. You do it once in the week and it's done for you. And I think as people are busy, as people are stressed in the climate that we're living in right now, taking one more decision off of your daily plate is hugely impactful.
And you can download that meal planning guide by going to the website or to the Facebook page. Pretty simple to do. And as people get ready and decide, all right, I've got to do it. I've got to get in shape. And it's not always just about losing weight. It's about making yourself feel better. Those things we talked about earlier, helping you sleep better at night, which is so important as well. And a lot of that begins with nutrition, but also with exercise. And you posted something the other day I thought was really good advice, which is if you're thinking about starting a workout program, prepare to succeed. And part of that is by setting reasonable and achievable goals.
Absolutely. I think that's huge. I think so many people are so hard on themselves, and they come into a training program with the expectation that they are going to make these major gains in the first like 3 days. They attend one training session and eat one salad and then weigh themselves and are like, dang it, it's not working. But I think by focusing on doing the things that you know are right for your body, that are going to nourish you well, that are going to make you feel good, is what's going to keep your momentum going and keep you motivated to continue on. When we have clients join our program, we are excited that they are excited, but we encourage them and slow them down a lot more than we speed them up. So we slow them down so that we can focus on coaching proper form and technique so that they feel really good and confident during the training session, and so that they don't get injured. And I mean, we don't want anybody to leave a training session not being able to walk for the next week. So we talk a lot about in the first few training sessions, laying the foundation, learning the technique, learning proper form, and incrementally, just tiny, getting better step by step every day.
And we all have those days where we're having a hard time getting motivated to go out and get our workout in. And you talked about it the other day on social media that you think about why you're doing those things. And everybody's got different reasons, but you know, quite often it might be your family. Getting to be able to spend quality time with your kids is one of the reasons why you work out.
That's huge. That's the thing for me. You probably just heard my six-year-old sprint down the basement stairs and into my home office to tell me what he was up to just now. But I'm glad that you brought it up. I mean, for me, it's not about looking a certain way. It's not about being a bikini model. It's not about being able to lift a certain amount of weight or run at a certain speed. For me, it's being able to live the life that I want to be able to live, showing up as the best version of myself, so that I can have fun doing the things that I love doing with my kids, with my husband. I can enjoy all that Maine has to offer in terms of being outside and hiking and being on the water, getting in and out of kayaks and having the mobility, the strength and the confidence to be able to do whatever sort of activity I want to be able to do at a moment's notice. I know that everybody's why is a little bit different, but most of our clients come to us because they want to live their life without limitations, and they want to be able to do the things that they used to love doing and enjoy them, and they want to be able to do them long into their retirement years. And really, that's what gets me excited about what we do in our coaching program and what our business, how our business impacts the lives of the people that we serve.
Paige, if people want to learn more information, maybe become a client or just find out more about the services you provide, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
Thank you. The best place to start is at our website. It's wilcoxwellnessfitness.com. You're going to find all kinds of free resources and guides there. The meal planning guide, the sleep guide, a new beginner's exercise guide. And if you're interested, you can also go to the Get Started tab and you'd schedule a call and consultation with me. No obligation, and we'll just meet you where you're at and help you get to where you want to go.
Fantastic. Well, we love getting the wellness tips, and even better, to catch up with you every once in a while and have even longer conversations. Paige Wilcox from Wilcox Wellness and Fitness, thank you so much for making a little time for us today.
Thanks so much, Rich. This was awesome. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too. It's 5:42. Hey, I absolutely. I've got right here in my hand as we speak. Got to stay hydrated.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks, Paige.
Thank you. Bye-bye.